It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Greetings, flesh.
Why is your face so goddamn close? We started. I'm not starting now.
Greetings, fleshwood horror freaks. This is that motherfucker, Todd. I am Daniel Shine. That is Pug's Dread. Yes. Yeah, we're already off to it. God damn it.
Oh, anyway. If we have time, I'm going to have a special guest on at the end. Neither of you guys know it.
Oh.
It's going to be a new regular on the show.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh, exciting, huh?
I'm interested.
Hopefully somebody, if it's somebody that's going to kick you in the nuts, great. So anyways.
Nope. We're cut from the same cloth.
Okay.
Well, unregistered. Good for him.
They haven't caught you yet.
I like Dave. It looks like he's like a midget because he's like way down low.
What did happen?
Oh. I don't know.
I've been messing with my. I don't know. That is lower than normal. Here, let's see. There, I'm a little higher there. I don't know. It's something with my chair.
Or maybe.
There we go.
No.
There we go.
Dan, quit danning it up and just start talking about the damn movie.
Well, I mean, Todd's got to talk shit. I'll fix the problem. All right. So we're here for a special one-off episode with a film that's been getting a lot of attention lately. So we'll see if it lives up to the hype. And that is Relic, not to be confused with The Relic.
Or Relic or any other of the Relics there is.
Yeah, there's quite a few. But this is the one from IFC Midnight and director Natalie Erica James. And this is an Aussie horror film. I love me some Aussie horror. So let's see if this I love Aussie cinema in general. So let's see if this lives up to the hype. For those that don't know, when elderly mother Edna inexplicably vanishes, her daughter Kay and her granddaughter Sam rush to their family's decaying country home, finding clues of her increasing dementia scattered around the house in her absence. After Edna returns just as mysteriously as she disappeared, Kay's concern that her mother seems unwilling or unable to say where she's been clashes with Sam's unabashed enthusiasm to have her grandma back. As Edna's behavior turns increasingly volatile, both begin to sense that an insidious presence in the house might be taking control of her. With Relic, first-time writer-director Natalie Erica James crafts an unforgettable new spin on the haunted house movie. All right. So I will say, and this is always a dangerous thing, I became aware of this when somebody compared it to Hereditary, which I think is a goddamn masterpiece. I love Hereditary. So set the bar pretty damn high for me with this. But before I get into it, well, Pugs, what did you think?
I think it's a mistake setting something up against Hereditary because that's some big shoes to fill. Now, this is this lady's first feature-length movie, right?
Feature length, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So kudos to you because, like, everything looks great. The story, though, I don't think is handled as well as it could have been, and it's a little overhyped for me, because I did like it. But there's room for, I don't want to say improvement, but there's, it didn't do enough for me to like fall in love with it. That being said, I do think it's really well done. And I the cast as well, the actors are doing very well. But there's just something where I did not love it. And I think there's an audience out there that will totally fall in love with it. And that's cool. And I'm glad this exists. But for me, it was, it's just okay.
Maybe not. Well, Todd, you want to go before I go?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, because it might differ a little bit. So the comparison to Hereditary, I mean, they're both like generational female horror flicks. So, I mean, there is somewhat of a comparison, but this is a very different tone than Hereditary had. Well, let me get with the good first. This one avoids like cheap jump scares. It's not like a boo, you know, jump around the corner sort of thing. It's Hereditary was a relentlessly horrifying movie. Now, it's not a fast-paced movie, but Hereditary is like nightmare fuel. This one's a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Warm, I guess, in a way, even though it deals with some disturbing real-world shit that Hereditary also dealt with. In a way, the actual horror, this is kind of like, it is suspenseful, and in fact, as you get more towards the end, there's a stretch where it's very suspenseful. But like the actual horror elements kind of take a back seat to the real life drama surrounding dementia. Like this is really kind of a story. I mean, obviously there's more to it, but this is kind of a story about losing an elderly person to dementia. My grandmother had dementia. So like I could certainly, I mean, granted towards the very end. So, you know, I didn't quite deal with the same stuff, but like, I get it. So this is something I think will tug at a lot of heartstrings, and I think that's why it's so popular right now.
I think it was cool showing that through the, well, not to spoil it, but through like the mold and shit like that. Like it's deteriorating, yeah. like a brain. So that message is clear as fuck. But
sorry. Yeah. No. There's not a lot to interpret with this one. This one is pretty straightforward what they're going for. The acting is stellar. Emily Mortimer as the mom. She's fantastic.
Not in this though. she's fine, but like in the newsroom, holy cow, she's one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, she's excellent. Everybody did a fantastic job in this. It's weird. This is going to be one of those ones where you get some people where it's the best horror movie of the year, and then you're going to get, you're going to have, and usually the detractors come later where it's like, well, I didn't see the big deal.
The detractors come where they can watch it somewhere for free on streaming. Like once it hits Netflix or Hulu,
then they come out of the woodwork.
Because it goes in waves. It goes in, the people like us are going to see it right when it comes out. Then you have the people who, then it's just the streaming people. There's nothing in between anymore.
So rent it is like, what, $7?
Yeah.
To own it, it's more, but like, a little pricey for what we got. But I'll save. Sorry.
Now I will say, beautiful horror film. I thought it had a great ending. Do not go in thinking that this is Hereditary. It is not, other than what I said again. Other than that, they don't compare. They're two very different styles of film. Hereditary kicks your ass on an emotional level and on a fucked up level. That gets you like all over the place. This one, like I said, this one's a little bit more of a warm horror flick. And I will say though, I get it. Like with my grandmother, and again, this was a very short period, but like she, like one night, thought she saw somebody in her room and was like destroying her room. So like I get that. Like I can get that, like that stress that they were feeling here. And I think that's why it's going to come. It's going to be particularly powerful for some people who've been through it.
I wanted more. Yeah,
I did too. I could see a lot of people is like, there wasn't as much to this as I expected. And you're right. It's a pretty simple story about dementia with some horror infused in it, but masterclass of acting. What did you think, Todd?
Well, I think I liked it the least. Okay. I could not get into this, and it might have to do with I literally just dealt with it with my grandma here.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, and too much.
No, it wasn't even that. It's just I was like, this is not a story I really care to hear right now.
So, I get that. Yeah.
It was just like it wasn't connecting. It was a little. It felt a little heavy-handed, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just didn't work for me. I was hoping for better, and it could have also been the hype behind it, which I try to avoid, but this one definitely had strong, like, oh, it's better than Hereditary, or, you know, it's like Hereditary, oh, any of that shit they say.
Yeah.
It's like the new, oh, this is as funny as Shaun of the Dead, which was on, like, every horror comedy for, like, a decade. So now this is as scary as Heredity. This is that, or...
If you loved Evil Dead...
Oh, there we go. If you want to take it back further, yeah.
This is like low hanging fruit too, but it feels more like a comparison. It'd be easier to compare it to like The Babadook instead of Hereditary. I think that's more along the line. Had I heard that going in, maybe.
I wish I wasn't even a huge fan of that. I mean, Dan doesn't like it for other reasons. What The Babadook stands for.
I loved Babadook. I saw that in a film screen. Go back and look at my review.
I
know you
love. I spoke wrong.
Do you have the Pride Slip cover?
I do not. I have the original.
Oh, that means you're oh.
You're not an ally. Terrible.
You're a homophobe.
Fuck you, Todd.
You said I don't have that shit.
Well, because I bought I the got first the red, one that came out. I got out. The
red slip cover.
I didn't understand, like, the Babadook's gay and everybody's talking this stuff. And
the Babadook is not gay. That is just offensive. He's a symbol of gay pride now. Get it straight.
A symbol of gay pride. My cat wants to say hi, so there we go.
I think it's the first time on the show introduce.
Yeah.
There we go.
Dan got some pussy for once.
What?
I do. I've got two pussies.
See, now it just made it gross.
She's always jumping on the computer, so I let her make a cameo.
Not as good as mine later.
I do really like this movie. It's one that, like, I'm not going to revisit it, though, like Hereditary. It is heavier. Heavier. Hereditary is a heavy fucking movie, but it's a little more
real. I found the time to watch it twice, and I could not. I didn't watch it twice. But like there's a time slot where I'm like, I could watch this movie again just to see, like, oh, on the second viewing, if I have a better time or if I can enjoy it more or maybe less. But I had no desire to press play. I'm like, I'll just go off the one time review. I don't really need to revisit it for a long time or ever, really.
Yeah, I definitely liked it more, but I get the reaction because, again, the horror elements. But would you not contend, though, for that we'll talk about this in the spoilers for people who've seen it, but when you get into it, towards the end and things really start to break loose. That was pretty creepy there for a little while.
There's some stuff that is really cool, which is why I had a hard time shitting on the movie because like, especially this being a first time out, like, it looks fucking awesome. Like, I'm looking forward to this lady's next project, and, you know, hopefully it's awesome, and I like it more than this one.
Okay. Well, we'll get into spoilers, but I guess we might as well go ahead and rate it. What say you, Pugs?
Now, I know it sounds like I was cheating on this movie, but I still think it's fine. A little above fine. So I'm going to give it a 3. With a, okay. Be careful. It might not be what you want.
I'm exactly with you, because I don't think it's like bad acting or anything. It's just the story wasn't for me. So I'm going to give it a 3 also.
Okay, I'm higher, obviously. I'm giving it a 4. It is a great film. I don't think it's quite a masterpiece, but as far as acting goes, it doesn't get any better. And as far as comparing it to any drama that's dealt with dementia, it's probably on par. Just think a little horror sprinkled in there, because it is a very sad and, you know, aside from the horror elements, fairly realistic depiction of, you know, what people go through. So yeah, but yeah, don't go in thinking Hereditary, guys. All right, so now we'll do our spoiler talk for anything that we want to say kind of openly about it. Before that, I just want to say for you guys listening, be sure to support us at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. For early and exclusive content. We appreciate it. We're still new to a lot of this. So, you know, it all starts at a buck, and you really help us out a lot. And you put a smile on our faces. I tip my hat to you. I appreciate it. We also are on Facebook at Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Group. Join it, please, or we'll cut your fucking heads off. And also like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page. Stalk us on Twitter, twitter.com/fleshwoundradio. And stalk us on Instagram, fleshwoundfeatures.com. I think I have plugged most everything there.
So. And if you message Dan directly, he will stalk you too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll add, No, I'm not going to go there. Trying to keep it classy since we're reviewing a classy film. All right, spoilers this now. So
a little bit on the elevated side, but I think it wants to be higher than what it is.
Relic. Yeah. So we'll talk. I don't think this will be like a long spoiler segment.
We'll make sure you put over the fact it's spoilers.
Spoilers, guys. Gets the fuck out if you don't want it spoiled now.
But come back and,
Yeah, come back. Yeah,
okay, don't stumble on your words. Get to spoilers.
Spoilers. There's not a lot really to spoil with this one. I mean, it's all pretty straightforward. They don't really explain the horror element, because I don't think they have to. It's some sort of entity, whatever. It was a pretty powerful ending, though. Like, peeling away the skin and everything, and in the bed, and then, of course, seeing that this pattern is probably going to repeat for all of them. It was good. This film is very, very simple, and that's going to work against it and for it, depending who you are. And for me, overall, like I said, I loved it. I will buy it. But it is a case of, like, fuck, I wish I didn't hear it compared to Hereditary.
Yeah.
Movie's a 10.
I'm with you. There's an audience out there for it, but for me, I also don't want to be spoon-fed the entire time. Oh, the house is deteriorating, and so is her brain. I get that. The ending was cool, peeling her off like a fucking orange. I'm like, oh, that's kind of creepy. Yeah. But I don't know. I was already like too checked out by that time, and they did a good job for what they had to do. But yeah, it's just whatever.
You wanted more of the neighbor. You wanted him to bust it.
I did. I do like the explanation, the fish went crazy. Oh, not crazy. Like, him being trapped in that door, or him just, like, maybe being there and her forgetting could have been all the weird shit that's going on and stuff. But yeah, I wanted more. Yeah. I forgot his name, but I liked him a lot. Then he had his little joint going. I'm 18. I can smoke. You're damn right you can, dude. I'd hang out with him.
I wasn't too sure, like, when the granddaughter was lost and going through, like, the house and everything. I was like, is this – I wonder if this is going to do, like, a total, like, 180 and there's going to be, like – I don't know. I was like, is this going to be maybe, like, a Lovecraftian thing? Is there going to be a creature? That would be cool. Yeah, I really thought, because I was like, so far this feels like this is just going to be a commentary on dementia. And I'm like,
they kind of fucking they kind of hit us hard with that broken ankle when the fucking when she started being a creature type thing. That ankle scene was pretty hard. I wish we had more of that, and I probably would have liked it a lot more.
Definitely,
yeah, and I had Hellraiser 2 flat when she started crawling. I had flashbacks to Julia. So it does come to life and gets like balls to the wall for a very short stretch. But yeah, for the most part, it's like I said, simple. But it doesn't, just simple.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't maybe really have much to say.
Yeah.
This was kind of a letdown. Like, yeah, as well as it's made, it's just like, I wish I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, we did get some gratuitous granny nudity, so anybody out there into that, hey, there you go. Eye candy.
Congratulations.
Gets a full hard from Dan.
There you go. There you go. Hey, don't be hating on mature women, Todd. God damn it, they need loving too.
She's in no place to consent, Dan. How dare you?
Oh my god, you know the way Dan thinks, so it wouldn't even matter. It won't affect her at all because she's old.
And also, he can peel off the skin and now she's black. Oh, it's all for you, Dan.
He does not know what to say. God, on that note, we're done. That's it. I'm calling it.